The Sarasota Herald Tribune recently published a report about veterans who want the government to reclassify marijuana to reflect its medical value. The vets are using the drug to treat conditions from pain to PTSD. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa talked to some of the people mentioned in that report who said a different classification would open the doors to research and treatment at the VA.
Charles Claybaker spent 5 tours in Afghanistan, kicking in doors and taking out terrorists. But an aircraft crash in 2010 left the Army Ranger with a crushed leg, hip, and spine and a traumatic brain injury. Army doctors loaded him up with 12 prescriptions to numb the pain and keep his PTSD in check. But on the pills, Claybaker went from a highly trained fighting machine to a zombie for at least 2 hours a day.
I mean, I'm talking mouth open, staring into space.
Claybaker decided he would rather live in constant pain. He took himself off the opioids and endured the discomfort for 8 months. Then, after retiring and moving back to St. Petersburg, he discovered marijuana. And it changed his life.
Yeah, and then so I'll just take a couple of puffs sometimes. You know, it just depends on the day or what's going on or how bad it is.
Marijuana instantly relieved his pain, and it helped with his anxiety. Claybaker says marijuana also helped him focus, and he finally started feeling like himself again.
I was a 2013 gold medalist at the Warrior Games in archery. I graduated summa cum laude from Eckerd College. I started my own charity. I actually adopted my 14-year-old brother, who's now on a full-ride scholarship to Oregon State. I understand that marijuana has some ills, but for me personally, it absolutely helped me do all those things.
In order to get the drug, though, he had to break the law. Even with marijuana legal in Florida, the federal government says it's a crime. Claybaker and other soldiers can't get a prescription from the VA, and their insurance won't cover it. The out-of-pocket costs can be upwards of $500 a month. Claybaker thinks the law should change. Other veterans and their families have been pushing the federal government to reclassify marijuana for years. Janine Lutz got involved after her son committed suicide in 2013.
The drugs killed my son.
John Lutz was a Lance Corporal in the Marine Corps who served 2 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He returned home to Davie in 2011 with knee and back injuries and a severe case of PTSD. Doctors at the VA prescribed an anti-anxiety medication, despite a note in his records that it led to a previous suicide attempt. His mom says he was dead within a week.
I would call that a pharmaceutically induced suicide, and I actually sued the VA for that, and I won my case.
Today, Lutz runs the Live to Tell Foundation, which supports military veterans and their families. Her events bring veterans together so they can form bonds and look out for one another. It was at those events that she learned how many veterans self-medicate with marijuana. With about 20 veterans committing suicide every day in the United States, Lutz says the government needs to act.
Stop playing games with the lives of America's sons and daughters, and if they want cannabis, give it to them, and stop giving them these psychotropic, dangerous drugs that are destroying their bodies and their minds.
The American Legion polled its 2 million members and found that 92% favored more marijuana research. The organization's members are war veterans, and 22% reported using marijuana for medical reasons. The group has since pushed Congress to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule I drug, which means it has no medical value. That request has gone nowhere. At a recent stop in Orlando, new VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says he's got to follow the rules.
I'm not a doctor, never played one on television. I'm not a scientist. I will follow the federal law. And the federal law is very clear.
Charles Claybaker says he and other soldiers deserve better.
I think that the government owes it to the veteran to provide the most beneficial treatments for their injuries.
Marijuana, he says, helped him get through the dark times, and he thinks it can help others too. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
The Herald Tribune will discuss its report on marijuana and veterans during a panel discussion on September 6 at Holly Hall in Sarasota.